Okay. Thanks, Tom. That was quite a nice speech, given the fact that you didn't do what I did, which I have a few notes, and I hope it's not going to make me get too long-winded here. So, Coach, you can have the stage hook ready whenever you need to pull me off. But listen, I want to say it's good to be back. I haven't been back enough. When I get the chance, I am back. I'm occasionally at games, you know, when I can. This is the place where dreams are born, and so many of my dreams were born here. And I've been fortunate to be able to see a lot of those dreams come true, and I can't thank Pius and the education that I got here enough for that. I believe that this is the best high school in the United States, and I mean that. I have a cousin out there from Creighton, and I know he might have something to say. Creighton's a fantastic school. But I say that because I know this school, I know the community, and I think we're very, very lucky to have Pius here. It's a huge honor, and some incredible athletes have walked through these halls. It's an honor that I take quite seriously. I'll tell a few stories. One I want to start with, Jill Noel. In 1979, I call that the Dark Ages. In 1979, there was officially no girls cross country. Jill wanted to run, and so she was allowed to run on the boys' junior varsity team. Unfortunately, that summer, before we started school, Jill broke both of her arms in a gymnastics accident. And yet, she went out for cross country anyway. And she had her arms, they were kind of in casts like this. And I remember our first meet at Plattsmouth, which in those days was a brutal, brutal course, up and down on the bluffs over the river. And I was warming up with the varsity team, including Dr. Morin out there. And the junior varsity runners came by. And Jill was up there towards the front. And she had tears in her eyes, and she was carrying these two casts. I just couldn't believe what a competitor this person was. And then there was a farmer guy, I call him Farmer Brown, in overalls and a hat and boots, and he's kind of bow-legged, and he's trying to run along, and I'm thinking, what is this guy doing? And then he says, son, you better keep moving. You're getting beat by a girl. And she's got two broken arms. So that was my introduction to cross country and to Jill, and we had a lot of fun. As was mentioned, I was fortunate enough to be on three cross-country state championship teams. I'd like to mention a few people. First of all, Mike Woolman. My senior year, Mike was a junior, and Mike was my right-hand man, or deputy. And we won every meet that year. Mike was instrumental. I could just say to Mike before the meet, Mike, you take care of the two guys over there. I'll take care of these guys. We got it won. And Mike was dependable. He was such a great competitor. I can't wait to see him. I'll tell him that. We had some great cheerleaders. Pat O'Mara, Jim Davis, Rob Benton. I think Pat O'Mara and Jim are here somewhere. They took the team on at a time when cross country wasn't that popular. They kind of came out and supported us just about every week. Fritz Busch and Scott Pappas from the 1981 Miracle Team, where that team beat arguably the best team possibly in the history of cross country in Nebraska, the team from Aurora. They were fantastic. And it was, Coach did a fantastic job. He's a great coach, O'Boyle I'm talking about. That had to be one of his most fantastic coaching jobs of his career. Of course, track teammates, Jeff Magsman, Jill, Micah Heibel, Scott Langen, Jeff Hang, what a great competitor, Randy Hauser, Bill Swope, I think Bill is out here, Nancy Coma, Bob Duden, rest in peace, David Westra. David Westra was a fantastic training partner. As a senior, I was supposed to be one of the fastest runners in the state, and I could barely get through practice with David. He was that good, and I was lucky to have him as a training partner because he made me a better runner. Dr. Peter Moran out there, Greg Jablonski, my longtime locker mate, Joe Steele, Steve Vassa. Steve was, I've known Steve for a very long time. He was at St. Teresa's when I was in, from about the time of fourth and fifth grade. And Tim Anderson was a big influence. Ken Endicott, I think Kent's here. Father Barr, Father C, Sister Claire, Sister Gilbert. Now, I want to say something about Pius being a faith-based school. And running is a faith-based endeavor. In running, there's three things that you have to know. You have to know thyself, you have to know your strengths and your weaknesses through and through, and you have to be honest. You have to know your opponent. You have to know your opponent's strengths and weaknesses through and through. And then you have to know your Lord. You have to know your Maker. Because if you're running at the top level, believe me, there's a point in that race where you're going to say, Lord, please help me endure. Your legs are burning. Your heart feels like it's going to explode. You can't get enough oxygen. Your opponent is still there with you. The finish line is within sight. And that's, I don't know any championship runners who are agnostic or atheist. It just doesn't work that way, you know? And it's reminds me of in The Old Man and the Sea, the climatic scene where the old man, Santiago, has been 3 days fighting this fish. And at one point he says, God, help me endure. Running's a lot like that. Okay, I'm going to talk about four major influencers in no particular order, but the first is Sean Kelly. Sean Kelly, he was a senior when I was a freshman, and Sean taught me everything. He was a fantastic competitor. He was very serious about the sport. You know, he wasn't, outside of practice and things, of course, we would joke around and have fun, but when it was time for practice or time for a meet, Sean was a great role model. And he stayed interested in me throughout the years, and we were friends until he passed, fortunately. Of course, Coach O'Boyle. What can we say? I mean, the day that Coach O'Boyle decided to come to Pius, to Lincoln, Nebraska, which later led him here, on that day, and he came from New York City, fantastic runner there. But on that day, the heavens opened up and blessed Lincoln, Nebraska. And think of all of the student athletes that he has influenced in a very positive way. He's a fantastic coach. Oh, Mrs. O'Boyle too. Yes, thank you for keeping him here. And he's a fantastic strategic analysis and coach. And running is a lot more than just, well, here's a start line and there's a finish line and let's see who wins. There's a lot that goes on from point A to B. And Coach was brilliant about setting up a strategy and helping not only me, but all of our athletes to perform up to their best, you know. There's one, and there's also the pre-race kind of psychological stuff. There's one I call the rope-a-dope, where your competitors will come up to you and they'll say, how are you doing, Kyle, how are you? I say, oh, God, it's been a rough week, you know. I'm not feeling too well. That's one way you can get at them. The other way, and this you can only employ very, very rarely, but they come up and ask you, how are you doing? How's it going? Say, well, it's going great. You know, you see that tree over there? I'm gonna be right behind you, right there until right at the end of the race, and then I'm gonna pass you so fast you're not even gonna see me. And when you say that, their eyes kind of turn into kaleidoscopes, and you know you've got them right there. So that's it for the future. My records have stood here for too long, and back in the old day it was different. In the old days we just ran to win. Now with the internet, you know your competition's times immediately, almost in real time. It's so competitive. Everybody's running for time. Coach and I weren't running for time. We just ran to win. So I believe that my records are beatable. And it's for the greater good of Pius. I want to challenge the young generation to go out there and take those records down. It can be done. It's a lot of work, but I'd be willing to help. Let's see, my Aunt Rosemary, my cousin Todd is here. Rosemary, in track and field, especially at the track, at state meet, no friends, no family, no unauthorized people can be on the track. Well, I won the mile. Suddenly, there's my Aunt Rosemary inside the track, and I'm scared that I'm gonna get disqualified, you know, that Aunt Rosemary, you can't be here. But she was a fantastic lady, just very regal. And then my brothers and sisters, Tim, Scott, Kara, Mike, we all ran together as kids and toddlers. And of course I have to talk about my mom and dad. I was born with my feet on backwards. Very few people know that. So without my parents, I never would have run. I don't know how many steps I would have taken. And they, you know, they took care of me. They provided the medical attention. And I think my brother Tim walked before I did. Had this medieval kind of bar between my legs. And then I had to wear big boots, and I couldn't really run until I was about 8 years old, but it made me hungry. I wanted to run by that time, so. And my mom, I remember I won the, I don't remember which race it was. It was at state, but I won a race. It was a state record time. And everyone was happy. Coach was happy, my father was happy, and I went to see my mom. I gave her a hug, and she looked at me and she said, "You can run faster." And that was my mom. So there we go. For the future, I hope all the best. Restore all things in Christ. Keep in service to mankind. And stay together, stay strong. We're stronger together, Pius. Thank you.